That's Sports on the Early Shift. This is CBC Radio 1, 1550. It's 7:45 on the early shift. To set up a simple radio station, you need a transmitter to pump out your signal. You need an antenna to broadcast that signal, and you need a wise guy in front of a microphone. That would be me, I suppose. Now, you wouldn't think that setting up a radio station is that easy, but my next guest intends to get a radio station to air in just a matter of hours. Austin Wright is a member of the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, known as ARES for short. He's Chatham Kent's ARES Emergency Coordinator, and Mr. Wright is on the telephone. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Tell me what you're up to.
Well, I'm also with the Chatham Kent Amateur Radio Club. And we will be participating in our big annual event this year, which is Field Day. And during Field Day, the idea is that we're going to set up a station either portable somewhere or in an emergency operations center and participate by trying to contact as many other stations as possible.
Now, when you're talking about radio stations, is this AM, FM, or something completely different?
This is completely different. This is amateur radio, and we'll be using things like Morse code and sideband, and we'll also have it connected to computers, so we'll be using some of the digital modes.
Tell me about some of the practical applications for this type of radio.
Well, you were talking a few minutes ago about severe weather, and a lot of us are very active with CANWARN and severe weather spotting. And so when severe weather threatens, we're actually out observing, and we'll call in anything that we see so that Environment Canada is able to judge what's happening on the ground, because their radar can't see below a certain level. They can't tell what's happening at ground level, so they rely on reports from us.
So they're able to receive your signals?
Well, we have a relay and a net system set in place so that if somebody sees something, then we get that information relayed by radio and then to the Severe Weather Center in Toronto, and then they'll issue any appropriate warnings.
How active are you? I mean, are you doing this whenever there is a potential for severe weather?
Yeah, we were active the other night, just about any time the severe weather threatens.
But again, your signal can't be picked up on any ordinary radio.
It's not like normal broadcasting, but we can be picked up on scanners and shortwave radios.
All right. What will you be pumping out there this weekend?
Well, we'll be calling CQ a lot, and that just means that we're wanting to talk to any other station. And once we make a contact, then we'll log the contact in the computer. We give an exchange of information, and it's going to be, in this case, how many transmitters we're running and where we are.
How far does your signal reach, Austin?
Well, it depends on the frequency and conditions, but we can send our signals around the world if conditions are right. And very often we will be able to make some contacts in Europe, Africa, South America. Field Day itself is for North and South America.
Now, when I was a child, there was a man in my neighborhood who was a ham radio operator. Is some of that involved in this?
Yep, ham radio, amateur radio is one and the same thing.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so what is involved in setting up a station?
Well, the first thing, we're going to be using a trailer, which is a bit of a luxury, and the most important thing is to have an antenna, because that is... That's where what you use to get your signal out there, and so in theory you can put up a simple piece of wire and that will work, and we've done that before, just throwing a wire up in the tree and it works, and that's great for an emergency deployment. But we have a trailer where we have a little portable tower, and we have some decent antennas that we can put up, and that allows us to have a stronger signal and work more stations.
And where are you going to be setting up?
We'll be at Tecumseh's Monument, which is east of Thamesville on Longwoods Road, and the reason that we're there is that we do want to have a public location, we do invite people to check us out and see what we're doing. And that's part of the public service aspect of amateur radio.
And what time will you be there?
Well, we'll be setting up probably by noon on Saturday, tomorrow. And we go on the air at 2 o'clock and runs for 24 hours straight.
So there'll be someone there manning the microphone right around the clock.
I'll probably be the one pulling the all-nighter.
Okay, Austin. I hope you find some good, strong coffee. Thanks for telling us about it.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers. Austin Wright is the Chatham-Kent Emergency Coordinator for the Amateur Radio Emergency Service. 7:50, 10 before 8 on the early shift. We have a sunny Friday morning, and it should be sunny all day today with a high of 27 degrees. Clear tonight, low 20. The weekend, well, it doesn't look so great, unfortunately. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow. A 60% chance of showers late in the afternoon. Risk of a thunderstorm tomorrow night. High on Saturday, 27. Sunday, showers and 30. In Windsor right now, it's 17, 16 in Chatham, and it's 15 degrees in Sarnia.